Well, that's got to be the most popular of all Irish melodies. No, everybody who knows that particular song, if they talk about Ireland and Irish music, somebody will always either sing or play the Londonderry air. That's how it started, but then somebody put words to it and it became Danny Boy. There you heard a group called Irish Moods and their version of Danny Boy. I played this next track on one of the very earliest Sounds Irish programmes, and I play it quite regularly, friends, because I think this guy has a most wonderful voice. He's my favourite Irish singer, male singer of today. His name, Ronan Tynan. And I want to dedicate this, if she's listening, to Mary Wilkinson in Mississauga, over there in Canada. Mary, I seem to have mislaid your email address, or you've mislaid mine. I just wonder if you might, if you're listening to this, and I know you try to listen to the programme, if you're listening to this, would you just drop me an email to let me know you heard it? For you, Ronan Tynan and his wonderful interpretation of My Wild Irish Rose.
I'll sing you a sweet little song of a flower that's now drooped and dead. Yet dearer to me, yes, than all of its mates, though each holds aloft its proud head. 'Twas given my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows. And someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose. They may sing of the roses which by other names would smell just as sweetly, they say. But I know that my rose would never consent to have that sweet name taken away. Good lances are shy when of my wild eyes. but none can compare with my wild Irish rose. My wild Irish rose, the dearest flower that grows, and someday for my sake she may let me take the bloom from my wild Irish rose.
Wasn't that a wonderful voice? Ronan Tynan and My Wild Irish Rose. And I hope, Mary, if you're listening, you enjoyed that. I know I did. Now, I don't normally play the same artist twice in my programme, Sounds Irish, but I've overlooked an email for the past couple of weeks, so I want to put this one in. So I hope you don't mind us having another track of Daniel. This is Daniel O'Donnell again. Donegal Danny, as we heard earlier. No, this is a request, an email I got from Kitty. And Kitty is in the US, and she says she only is a recent, and I like the word, convert to Sounds Irish. She enjoys it immensely, and she said, Joe, at some stage, and she did this about 3 weeks ago, friends, at some stage in the not-too-distant future, could you play for me the lovely old Irish song, I'll Take You Home Again, Kathleen? Now, my name is Kathleen Joe, but everybody since I was a little girl called me Kitty. I wasn't born in Ireland, but my parents were. And I had my name was Kitty, I had a brother Patrick, and I also had a sister, Maureen. So we're Irish in name, at least. Of course, you're Irish in nature as well, and you're Irish in your culture. And for you, Kitty, I am going to play, and believe you me, Kitty, as you said, that lovely old Irish song. Actually, truthfully, it's not an Irish song, but we've adapted it as ours. So it is an adapted Irish song for you, Daniel. And I'll take you home again, Kathleen. And sorry for today in playing this request.
I'll take you home again, Kathleen. Across the ocean wide and wide, to where your heart has ever been since first you were my loving bride. The roses all have left your cheeks. I watched them fade away and die. Your voice is sad whene'er you speak, and tears bedim your loving eyes. Oh, take you back, Kathleen, to where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home. Kathleen dear, your heart was ever fond and true. I always feel when you are near. life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow, where your heart will feel no pain. And when the fields are fresh and green, I will take you to your home,
Well, Kitty, I hope you enjoyed that. And we had a double dose of Danny, or Daniel, on Sounds Irish this week. Now we come to another D, because we come to Dermot O'Brien. And I've always been a big fan of Dermot, as well as a big friend of Dermot when he was with us. He's gone to God now. But Dermot, well, apart from being a very good sportsman, did you know that? I think he played in the All-Ireland football final in 1957 for Louth. I think, I could be slightly off on that one. But he then became well known around the world as a musician. I think he finished up living in America. He hailed from County Louth, but he did a lot of work in and around Dublin area and in various recording studios. A fine accordion player, good songwriter as well. And this one, he remembers, I'll remember you, he sings. This is a lovely song that was sent to me last year on a Dermot O'Brien album. And I hope that Marie Rudies enjoys this one.
When the leaves begin to grow in the springtime, and the cruel days of winter are all through, as the ploughboy tills the fields, to the wind the oak tree yields, that's the time of year when I remember you. For 'twas in the spring we met, and I never will forget. That's the time of year when I remember you. When the fields are fresh and green in the summer, and the wildflowers bloom beside the mountain stream, I can see your blue eyes still in the violets on the hill. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. It was in the summertime that you said you'd be mine. That's the time of year you fill my every dream. When the leaves begin to fall in the autumn, and the early morning mist is on the hill, and the farmer in the field reaps the summer's golden yield, that's the time of year I know I love you still. 'twas then my golden band I placed upon your hand. And that's the time of year I know I love you still. When the trees are cold and bare in the winter, and silently the snow begins to fall, and across the evening sky you can see the wild geese fly. Ah, that's the time of year I miss you most of all. 'Twas when winter days were nigh that we said our last goodbye. And it's the time of year I miss you most of all.
You know, I don't believe Dermot ever made a bad track. I know he was a bit of a perfectionist when, as far as music was concerned, and I know he did a lot of good arrangements in studios, and he did a lot of backing for the music stars. Now, here's another star that's no longer with us, and this is Larry Cunningham. Larry had a most unusual voice, and at the height of the show band scene, Larry was doing all the Jim Reeves numbers. He was a big Jim Reeves fan, and he had that type of voice for singing good old country music.
I remember Daddy playing the Wildwood Flower as we gathered round the parlor of our home. Uncle Wesley played the fiddle and Junior played the banjo. We'd sing and dance the whole night long. Mama played the upright piano, and I guess it must have been a treat to hear all the neighbors gather round. They loved that country sound, and it was surely music to our ears. And that's how I learned to love good old country music. There's something about it close to my soul. I'm so glad everybody's loving good old country music. It's the music of the country. This country is my home. Nights I went to bed without sleeping, just listening to our beat-up radio. I held the ground wire tight to get a strain or two, just a far-off sound from Del Rio. It faded in and out through the static, and it made me dream of seeing Tennessee. But the greatest thrill of all was to see those hallowed halls, the mother church, the grand old Opry. And that's how I learned to love good old country music. There's something about it close to my soul. I'm so glad everybody's loving good old country music. It's the music of the country. This country is my home. Something about it close to my soul. I'm so glad everybody's loving good old country music. It's the music of the country. This country is my home.
Well, there you heard Larry Cunningham and his version of good old country music, which just goes to show that we here in Ireland can also produce our own good old country music. But now once again we go to one of those lovely old Irish songs that whenever a number of us get together, somebody is bound to sing. And I know this is from someone who does a lot of gigs for tourists. I know I get lots of requests for this particular song. And this is sung for us unusually by an Irish country singer. We're still on the country theme. But this, Susan McCann, she was yet styled another queen of country here in Ireland. And she has been singing country for quite some time. But here she's turning her skills and her voice to singing an Irish song, one you all know so well, The Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. As I strayed with my love to the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vein of Tralee, though lovely and fair like the rose of the summer, yet 'twas not of evening. Her mantle was spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays was shedding, when I
Susan McCann, with a lovely backing, a gorgeous backing, and her interpretation of the song, The Rose of Tralee. She sang it really well, I thought. Now, I know you've heard that song before. It seems I've heard that song before. Now, there's a cue for a song from Johnny McAvoy.
He was stranded on some tiny town on fair Prince Edward Island, waiting for a ship to come and find him. A one-horse place, a friendly face, some coffee and a tiny trace, a fiddling in the distance far behind him. A dime across the counter then, a shy hello, a brand new friend, a walk along the street in the wintry weather. A yellow light, an open door, a welcome friend, there's room for more, and then they're standing there inside together. He said, I heard that tune before somewhere, but I can't remember when. Was it on some other friendly shore? Did I hear it on the wind? Was it written on the sky above? I think I heard it from someone I love, but I never heard it sound so sweet since then. how his feet begin to tap. The little boy says, I'll take your hat. He's caught up in the magic of her smile. And leaps the heart inside him when an off across the floor he sent his clumsy body graceful as a child. He said, there's magic in the fiddler's arms, there's magic in this town, there's magic in the dancer's feet and the way they put them down. Smiling people everywhere, boots and ribbons, locks of hair, laughter in old blue suits and Easter gowns. Now the sailor's gone, the room is bare, the old piano sitting there, someone's hat's left hanging on the rack. Some empty chairs, a wooden floor that feel the touch of shoes no more, waiting for the dancers to come back. And the fiddle's in the closet of some daughter of the town. The strings are broken, the bow is gone, and the cover's buttoned down. But sometimes on December nights, when the air is cold and the wind is right, there's a melody that passes through this town. Woo!
Oh, some lively stuff there from Johnny McAvoy. I'm not going to get all of this track in. It's called The Bunch of Green Rushes from Wee Banjo 3. Yes, they are an Irish group, but they play some very good country. That's Sounds Irish for this week. I've had a great time putting the tracks together and listening to them. I hope you've enjoyed the programme, particularly if you're listening to me for the first time. Don't forget, tune in again next week. This is Joe Bollett saying, friends, I hope all is well in your world. And if it's not, I pray that you will be given the strength to cope. Don't forget the email address with requests, dedications, observations about the programme. JoeBollard2, and JoeBollard, and then a figure 2 at aircom.net. And put the word Sounds Irish in the subject line. Friends, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And you know, I have something to say to you before I go. There are tall ships there are small ships, all ships that sail the sea, but the best ships are the friendships between my listeners and me. May good God bless you. Travel safely. Shalom. Bye.